Part 2. Comprehend Mathematical Language. Questions 5 through 7. In this part of the test, you will hear several math word problems. You will hear each word problem 2 times. After you hear each word problem, look at the 3 expressions and choose the one that matches the word problem you heard. Then fill in the correct circle on your answer sheet. Let's do sample B together. Listen carefully.
Ms. Ang has 33 students in her first period English class. 1/3 of the students failed the last test, and 2/3 of the students passed the last test. To calculate the number of students who passed the last test, you need to multiply the total number of students, 33, by 2/3. Which expression should you use?
Listen again.
Ms. Ang has 33 students in her first period English class. 1/3 of the students failed the last test, and 2/3 of the students passed the last test. To calculate the number of students who passed the last test, you need to multiply the total number of students, 33, by 2/3. Which expression should you use?
Now fill in the circle. If you chose B, the second expression, you are correct. Now let's do questions 5 through 7. Number 5.
In the last election for class president, 2/3 of the students voted. 60% of the students who voted were female. If we use T to represent the total number of students in the class, then to figure out the total number of female students who voted, you first need to multiply T by 2/3, the fraction of students who voted. Then multiply that answer by 60%. Which expression should you use?
Listen again.
In the last election for class president, 2/3 of the students voted. 60% of the students who voted were female. If we use T to represent the total number of students in the class, then to figure out the total number of female students who voted, you first need to multiply T by 2/3, the fraction of students who voted. Then multiply that answer by 60%. Which expression should you use?
Number 6.
A school is going to put new carpeting in a room that is 10 feet by 12 feet. The carpeting costs $20 per square foot. To figure out the total cost of the carpeting, multiply 10 by 12 to get the number of square feet, and then multiply the answer by $20. Which expression should you use?
Listen again.
A school is going to put new carpeting in a room that is 10 feet by 12 feet. The carpeting costs $20 per square foot. To figure out the total cost of the carpeting, multiply 10 by 12 to get the number of square feet, and then multiply the answer by $20. Which expression should you use?
Number 7.
George Washington, the first president of the United States, began his first term in 1789. George W. Bush began his first term in 2001. The United States holds a presidential election every 4 years. To find out how many presidential elections had been conducted by 2001, subtract 1789 from 2001 and divide the result by 4. Which expression should you use?
Listen again.
George Washington, the first president of the United States, began his first term in 1789. George W. Bush began his first term in 2001. The United States holds a presidential election every 4 years. To find out how many presidential elections had been conducted by 2001, subtract 1789 from 2001 and divide the result by 4. Which expression should you use?